Sparkle, yep. Sparkle
everywhere.
On. Sprinkle. Like, what do they say? Sprinkle, sprinkle, or sparkle, sparkle? The girl on TikTok.
Oh, I don't know. Speaking of TikTok, let's just get into that.
What?
Oh my god. Is this real?
Is this real life?
What is happening? Do we need to go out?
That's never happened before.
I know, and we're on camera. What do we do?
What do we do?
What is this? This is fire. Maybe you should go check
is
in the hallway.
Is this a fire drill?
Hello, hello.
Testing. Testing.
We're back.
Oh my god.
We're back.
We're back.
We are so back, actually. Welcome everyone to another season of season three.
Three.
And it worked out so perfect because I looked at the calendar and it was like March 3rd, season three. It was like this perfect, right? So this is where we're at now. We've been gone for, last time we filmed was like December.
Yeah.
Like New Year's. So, and now it's March.
I can't believe it.
So much has happened.
I can't believe it.
We're two new different people. I walked in and we were like talking and you were like, did I tell you this? I was like, no, I think we missed
But I think because we would like, he texts me and he'll say a little blip it.
Yeah.
And then say, I'm not going to tell you until I see you. And it's like, fuck.
That's the thing. We kind of try to keep like,
so I feel
stuff.
Like we backtracked 2 months of like chisme right before we started filming.
There's so much. We were going down our list and we were like, there's stuff that's been maybe not relevant anymore. Some people that are in and out of our lives. And so we're going to get into that. Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back.
Make sure you guys are subscribing. Make sure you guys are sharing and letting people know, because we need to get those numbers up now that we're back. And this season is going to be way better than anything we've done.
So much better. I'm so excited.
We should start off with a shot, like tradition. What do you want to take a shot of?
Production. Can you bring us a shot?
Just one.
The tequila, please.
We have a whole production staff now. We've upgraded season three, so.
We hired an assistant. We still have Rue being a catastrophe, and
we have an extra one added to the chaos.
So a year ago today, I got Rue. And her brother.
Shout out, Rue.
Shout out, Rue. And then now I have Miss Daisy.
Lazy Daisy.
Lazy Daisy.
She
Jonathan will probably insert pictures.
We're about, yeah, we'll put them in and you guys can see. And I told her we've seen this film before.
So full.
She'll be fine. She'll drink it.
That's so full.
You know, we're both going to take it. Okay, so cheers to season three. And a bigger and better season.
Bigger and better season.
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh my god. I need to chase it. Oof. Wow. Wow. Ooh. I'm still on my sober train. So.
Right. But you did say, like, I need a spiral. And I was like, ma'am, when am I coming? It's happening.
I just had a lot happen to me recently. I'm not going to share that right now. But on top of, like, my health situation, like, where I almost had a fucking stroke.
Right.
But.
And I didn't know any of it till, like, oh, I'm back.
I know. What's it called? I've been sober. I don't really drink that much at all. No. I drank at your mom's party.
Yeah, but it wasn't like that much. It was
I had like three shots. But honestly, I felt so drunk.
Yeah. Yeah. We were kind of done. And we hadn't really gone out either. I don't even know the last time we went out. And I feel like we tried here and there, but it just hasn't. I mean, I know we went out a couple times during our times away. But we had not really done anything. So when you said you wanted a spiral, I'm like, okay, this is different.
It's different because, I don't know, it's just, you just know. I've had a lot of shit moments where I'm like, you know what, don't drink, it's not worth it.
Right.
Don't drink, it's not going to do anything for you. But yesterday, I was like, you know what, rip it. Fuck it the fuck up. I would be taking... Oh, my God.
Pardon. There we go. It's starting. It's happening.
I would be taking a million shots. Like...
Yeah.
I would have been Snooki last night.
No, that's what he said. It was like, we're going to spy. We're going to do something. And it just happens to be the time you were going to film already.
Yeah.
So you're like,
it worked out.
Why not give everyone a good little show?
Yeah.
And just get drunk on the podcast like normal.
Like normal.
So yeah, it's been, what, 2 months we last saw each other.
Mm-hmm.
New Year's happened.
New Year's. What did you do?
I had a family party. I had a family party, which was so good because... I don't know, my family just, we've been in the mood of like everyone, mine and my brother-in-law's family, like we're all always together now. And I think my mom found, like, just made friends with all of them really well. We've known each other for years, like 10 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
But we, as of like last year or the last 2 years, we've been kind of kikiing, getting together. So everyone just kind of got together, big ass party, fireworks. Mm-hmm. I think it was kind of freezing that day. Like it was so cold.
It was
still like... Yeah, we just did stuff to like literally the next morning. I don't even know. Like some of us just stayed up till all night.
Girl, I was in bed.
Kiking. Yeah, you were 1:30. Gone.
I mean, early. Well, so at first, Maddie was like, I don't have any plans. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be home.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, what do you want to eat? And she was like, I want nachos. So I made a cute little nacho bar. Rue.
Rue. Manners. Where are they, ma'am?
We are filming. We are filming.
And
anyway, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
She's in her teenager, super teenager stage right now.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, mom, it's not a phase. Like, that's Rue right now.
Yeah, that's Rue right now, literally.
She's so fucking bad. But anyway, so I made an auto bar. We were like journaling, doing our manifesting for the year. And then around 11-ish, she was like, I really want to go to my friend's house. And I was like, girl, I've been waiting for you to tell me your New Year's plans all day.
Uh-huh.
But I had already had plans.
Okay.
And normally, I would have been like, no, girl, it's 11 o'clock. I'm not taking you anywhere. Like, don't be dumb. Don't ask me that.
Especially on New Year's Eve.
Especially on New Year's Eve.
No.
But the thing was, I really wanted to go out.
Oh.
And so I was like... I don't know if this is a bad parenting moment.
No, no. She had fun. You had fun.
Like, yeah, that's all. I had fun. She had fun.
Mm-hmm.
We got to do our little thing, like just us, you know, before.
And then she went out. And that's good. Like, at that time, I literally, you want to be with your friends and do stuff too. So I would want to be wanting to go out too.
Yeah, like the New Year rang in and I was at my best friend's house.
Uh-huh.
I left about 45 minutes later.
That was it.
Crawled my ass in bed and that was that.
I was low-key, like, getting FOMO because I wanted to go out. And I had already planned to go out.
Mm-hmm.
But my family just really wanted me to stay and do stuff. And I was like, okay, whatever. I'll do it. But I always get FOMO, like, really, people are out. And I'm not. I'm like, ugh, I want to be. But New Year's doesn't give me that as much just because I know it's chaotic.
Yeah. Like,
well,
it's just I've never been that person, though.
No? I get FOMO. So anything. Literally, you could be going right now to doing, like, to a doctor's appointment. I'll get FOMO off of that. I'm like...
Stop.
So I'm just, like... Just
literally, the way that I'm so content with
Drag
just
me.
Being completely by myself...
Yeah.
Is it because you have siblings?
Oh, no, no. Well, no, no, no. I like being by myself and stuff.
No, no,
but,
no,
like,
but I mean, like... Not like that. I just meant canceling plans or not having to go... I'd much rather be at home. Like
I love so that content. Feeling when you cancel plans. Like you get that little feeling. I'm like, oh, I got out of
if
there.
If it's like, one thing, can't. And I'm so sorry to all my friends, but all my friends know this. Like, I'm a stunt.
Yeah.
I am a canceler.
We
if
always
it's one
like
thing I'm gonna do. I'm gonna cancel. And me and him cancel on each other so much to the point where it doesn't even piss me off
we
anymore.
We both know now.
We don't even get pissed off. We're just like whatever.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it eventually.
We'll get to it eventually. It's when?
You said siblings.
Siblings.
You said, because if I have siblings.
Oh.
I didn't get reference.
I meant like, I think because it's always, I've just always been alone. So like, I'll cancel plans to be alone.
Okay.
And I think maybe because you have siblings. You're always used to being around people and going places and doing things. So I think that's probably why you have more FOMO than I do.
Maybe, yeah, because I've always had people around me. Every time there's someone, even though now I'm like, I can spend more time by myself, but there's always people. There's always something going on at my house. So, yeah, when I get to be alone, it's kind of fun and cute. But I do get FOMO a lot. That's one of my worst traits, I think.
That's so crazy.
We're going to try this. We're going to go back to the OG.
Can we just talk about the rise of buzzball?
It's all us. And beatbox.
It was us, bitch. Because I was talking about buzzball and nobody really knew what they were. Nobody. And then now all of my friends talk about buzzball. Mm-hmm. They're like ripping buzzballs. And I'm like, yeah. I have been telling you guys.
Where has everyone been?
Y'all are late.
Exactly. And then
like, run me my coin because we have been pimping this shit out for how long?
Oh, yeah.
Because we love it
way before like we even started this. We were already doing it.
No, girl.
And we did the switch of beatbox like later. Yeah. And then all of a sudden I see
everywhere.
I went to the gas station. They were like, this is what the product that we sell the most. I'm like, girl, I've been on it forever. You guys are late. But people are mixing them now with like,
yes,
my brother the other day, he sent me like a combination, like a buzzbot and a beatbox. I'm like, girl, I already know what the fuck is going on. You didn't have to say more.
Like one of my friends does those viral like mixes.
Yeah.
A lot of the times it's a beatbox or a buzzball.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they'll get you.
So this one is, I've never seen it on the shelves until today.
I call it Pino.
I don't either, but I was like, maybe she does, and I guess we don't know each other. But we both don't like helping it like that. It does smell really good though, so actually it's kinda good.
Is it spicy?
No. It tastes definitely like pineapple. You can taste that pineapple.
You can
in there.
Smell it smells like the Fanta.
Yeah.
Like the Mexican.
If you put Fanta drink. On it, oh my god, that's your drink. And it's not spicy, I don't think. Or if you had like a mixed drink, or if like,
that's not bad. I would put this on a Topo Chico.
I would, yeah, or like
a ranch water,
like something with ice and maybe some chamoy and tahin,
sure.
Which we still have our collab.
Maybe
coming.
Like that and like some squirt.
Yes.
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 On an iced with chamoy and tahin already on it.
I'm
add your squirt and some lime
and get one before I go home and just drink it like that, and I'll tell you how it is. But
yeah,
get you guys.
Ooh,
your
that
buzz
sounds
balls.
Good. Wow.
Right. Okay. Cheers.
To again, buzzball. Get it together. Hire us.
Yeah, for real. What else do we have? You've been going through some stuff. So I wanted to catch up on that because you've been all over the place. First of all, I feel like. She's in a new role, y'all. Like, this is her new era. This is, I think, the best era she's had. She's just like a grown up. a mother.
I'm a mother.
How is that?
29. Mm-hmm. I feel like a part of it is everything that I've been through. I feel like what I went through aged me mentally.
Yeah.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, and no, this is no tea and no shade to anyone. Mm-hmm. You know, I preach that therapy is for everyone. But I feel like something about this era in life, people are like, start healing your inner child as soon as you can.
Yeah.
And
I feel like that's the first thing they tell you in therapy too. Like,
but they always try to relate it back. And
yeah,
but it's like, yeah,
and you really think about
and
it and like start
talk
connecting
about it,
the
but
dots.
It's the truth. And I would say my therapist did such a good way because she waited for me to bring it up.
Yeah.
And for me to share, and then that's how we did it. But
she probably could have seen that and told you, like, at the beginning, as soon as she sat there in the chair the first session, she could have told you, but she probably waited and see, like, okay.
Yeah, she was waiting for me, and she was like, whenever you're ready, we can talk about it. And I feel like once I did a lot of that, I fell into a new mental space completely.
Yeah. I think therapy helps as long as you're, like, honest to yourself and honest to them, because
you can't lie to your therapist.
That's the point, but
you're
I feel like...
Then what are you paying for? You're paying that. To lie.
And it might not be like a thing, but like in reality, you're just staying stuck in the same place. You're not moving forward if you're not being honest, which is like, I think it took me a while to realize that. And at first, when I went through therapy, it was like, it's kind of hard to be honest like that. Like, but I was like, if we can do like this in front of a camera and telling people our shit, why can't I just tell my therapist what I was doing?
But I think you've been too. That's what I wanted for Calm Chaos.
Yeah.
I wanted to share my experience, share the things that my therapist like told me and the tools and like how I got over it and the work that I did. It's been so empowering. It's been so fulfilling. When people come to me or text me and say, like, you know, I listened to your episode. I was crying. I had chills. I was so moved, you know, to the point where somebody even wrote me and said, you know, I ended up leaving a toxic situation because I listened to your episode. And I was crying. I was bawling my eyes out. I haven't even told you this.
No, I didn't know that.
So I was like bawling just my eyes out because I wish
that's not what you expect. Yeah.
Yeah. But I wish I had that too.
Oh, of course. Like I told you on one episode, I was like, where was this episode? Like a long time ago. It was like the exact same things. And maybe that I felt like before, but it was like sometimes like just comes up again. It's like, yeah, you're right. Yeah. And like, just, I think it was way different than what we're doing here. So everyone needs to go and listen to Calm Chaos because it's a whole new, it's a whole new vibe, new different Tori. I feel like it's a, it's still you, but it's like you differently. And it's, there's a lot. It's like, there's something for everyone there. There's
And I'm super excited. And I feel like I put so much work into it because I've deleted more episodes than I think I've put out.
Yes. You've definitely done that. And that just tells you, like, you know when.
But honestly, I love Jonathan because he never pushes me to upload the shit videos because he knows my goal and my standard.
Yeah.
Because he'll even say, I know exactly what you're talking about. Don't worry about it. Refilm it.
And we just let it happen. And like, I know, this is kind of like an experiment too. I wanted to, you know, we kind of have like a plan of how we want to do things, but sometimes it just doesn't happen that way. But at the end, I think the episodes that we ended up putting up were what needed to be up rather than what we did not. So I'm glad the ones that are up, they need to be up and people need to listen. So you guys just listen. And we want to do bigger things for that show next year. You know, it's going to take some time, but it's going to fly by the next thing you know, you already have like your new season. And
I know, because I'm just not, I haven't even stopped filming. I'm just going to continue to film to get a lot of back stock. And because I'm so hard on myself and I want those pieces to be perfect, I feel like if I don't stop, then.
Yeah, and we want to give it its own time. Like, we don't want to do it at the same time as this because we want you guys to enjoy this and listen to this and then also be able to listen to that other show. And we want to put our energy into, like, one thing at a time. And
I'm so excited.
It just works out. So
it's going to be
I know. Great. Everyone tune in, subscribe, listen, and okay, we are back. Ooh. Okay, so.
What?
No, I just remember a story.
Tell me.
Well, I had told you this past weekend I had some dramas, if you will. It involves certain people, but I have a new, I'm in my new era, I'd say.
What era?
maybe not talking bad about people era. Maybe being nice for once, you know?
Okay.
It doesn't mean anything. It just means I'm just being nice. But I had an issue. So my friends, you know, my two best friends from back home, you know, they really did not want me to speak to somebody that we all know and that you would do the same.
Yes.
I already know. And we were out drinking and, you know, one thing leads to another. And I just get a call and a text from this number. And they just wanted to talk. They were bored, I guess. And I was bored. So I was like, okay, let's kiki. And my friends
just so happened to be bored when he texts you.
I just happened to be bored, exactly. And my friends took my phone away. And
period.
They did not let me hold it. They did not let me hold it. And they were talking to this person. Now, I'm in a situation where they were being kind of mean to this person and not mean, but deservingly, you know, like they kind of, they had it coming, but it's also like, if my best friends are doing that to somebody, and then that person is like, says something mean to my friends, I'm just going to go off. I'm not going to like, I'm just going to see this person differently because I wouldn't want that. Right. My friends can be douchebags. I don't care. But if that person reacts bad and like being mean to my friends, I would be like, that's not okay.
Yeah.
So I'm just in my happy era, I'd say. I'm in my forgiveness era. I'm in my I'm in my
Delulu?
No. I'm in my being nice era, like I said. We like this new era.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so yeah, that's what happened this weekend. I was not what I wanted, but yeah.
Oh my gosh. Can you believe Olivia Rodrigo was supposed to be here tonight?
I was gonna say we were supposed to do a whole Olivia day. I told you, I was like, do we need to go camp and try to get some tickets? Do we need to do something? But I mean, there's just no way we can justify like $500 on a
I mean,
you can't.
The nosebleeds were like $400.
The nosebleed behind the stage were like $400 also. Like, girl,
you could have bought a ticket sitting outside for $1,000.
Exactly. At that point. You could have go. Yeah. And then the thing at this place, it's not even an open place, so you can't even like peek in.
No.
Like, you can't really listen, but mm-mm. We wanted to be there.
I know. I'm so sad. I've been watching it, though, a lot on TikTok.
I've been watching that on TikTok, and I literally watched a whole concert on YouTube. Like, if you can go on there and just watch the whole thing. I mean, I don't care. It's not a bad quality anymore because every iPhone is now good. So that's like cool. Somebody put up the whole concert, and the other day I had some drinks, and then I had the Olivia Rodrigo in the car.
I love
the back.
That for you.
It was a good little kiki night.
I love
for
that
me.
For you. You mm-hmm. deserve it.
Yeah, no, it was a good time.
Did you do anything for Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day? No, I didn't. What happened Valentine's Day? I don't even remember. Like, no, it was just a random day again. I didn't do anything. I'm single, so I was not. I don't know. It was a normal day. Was it for you? Did you do anything?
Mm-hmm. I came home and she had the balloons that said like "Happy Valentine's Day."
Oh, that was so cute.
Here, and then she had something over there, so it was like "Be my Valentine." She got like 3 bouquet of roses and like cards.
Okay,
and stuff.
She popped off. Did you guys go? Yeah. Wait, didn't you guys go out to dinner? No.
No, we.
Or that weekend or something? No.
Did no,
you guys
we
go
cooked.
Out of town also.
Yeah.
That happened. Yeah, you guys cooked.
Mm-hmm. What did you made cook? Like spaghetti. We just like spent like the evening together.
Mm. Do y'all smush?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is it like a thing that you have to on Valentine's or?
Or no, I don't know. I just think you just natural. I think it's just like
it just happens
because everyone just mentally thinks like it's Valentine's Day. You're gonna swish.
Yeah, I don't remember. I think the last time it was Valentine's.
Honestly,
with.
I think I was like on my period, so I don't think we did.
No, I feel like now it's just as an adult. It's also like a you could do it any other day.
Yeah.
You know. Whatever.
I
like a good little dinner. I think the last time we went to like when that last Valentine's I celebrated was like 2 years ago, and it was just like, oh, we combined like our because it's kind of like a 1 year or 2 years. No, you know, it was 1 year, and we just celebrated. And we went to California with our family, so we kind of put like because it was the end of January, so we just combined Valentine's Day our anniversary into one. So we didn't do anything, but it was kind of cute. I just like having dinner. Cute. Mm-hmm. I think
that's what I wanted. I didn't want anything like extravagant. That's just never been me though. Like,
it's not you.
Period.
I don't care either. I think I'm like just acknowledge it. It's okay.
Yeah.
Like, ask me to be your Valentine. That do you care for that? I do. I want to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I want to know that I'm someone's Valentine. I guess if we're doing it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're dating, that's like, I think that's more important. You should do it. Mm-hmm. You know. So.
I don't know.
No,
I feel like if you're dating, you already know.
Yeah, but you can, I think you should.
I think it's nice and in like a corny, sincere kind of way.
Yeah, okay,
you know, but I feel like
you're not gonna fight about
you
it.
Either. But also, too, I'm not gonna go out and spend so much money to ask you to be my Valentine and then turn around and give you another Valentine's Day gift.
Oh no, I mean like just ask. Like, I mean like just to ask. You don't have to get anything. Like, that could be the gift. Like, just be like, oh, you want to be my Valentine kind of thing. But like, it doesn't have to be a gift as long as you like asking is like in a corny way, I guess.
Yeah.
Just the corny part, I guess. These are my new. I've emailed that pen company so many times and they have not gone back to us. Fake. We're still waiting. And also Beep or not Beepbox, Buzzballs. They have not gone back.
I love your hat though.
This is the one that they sent us that one time.
Oh yeah.
I ended up loving it. This is good little hat. Maybe they can sponsor us. We're drinking. This is, I've gone through so many like rebranding of their little like designs of their drinks. I don't know why they keep going through them, but since I've had these drinks, I've gone through like three of them or four. Mm-hmm. But this is the same.
I love the angel numbers on the front. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, 11.1. Yeah. 111. Everyone, it's what you need to be drinking, D-Box.
Gotta get your sparkle everywhere. On. Sprinkle. Like, what do they say? Sprinkle or sparkle? The girl on TikTok.
Oh, I don't know who. Speaking of TikTok, let's just get into that.
What?
Oh,
my God.
Is this real?
Is this real life?
What is happening? Do we need to go out?
That's never happened before.
I know, and we're on camera. What do we do?
What do we do?
What is this? This is fire. Maybe you should go check
in
the
hallway. Is this a fire drill?